You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth intuitive healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process and help them heal from their past so that they can find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own wisdom, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and help you discover your intuitive connection. Hello, I am so excited that you're here. Thank you for being here, and I'm excited to talk about today's topic and really explore new ideas with you and really share insights and share my ideas on healing and spirituality and why we're here. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. I have been thinking a lot about this lately, really talking about the five stages of waking up. And what I have seen over my years of work and the clients that I have worked with, how they have really come to, for one, come and meet with me. There's a stage in the process where they're excited to come and meet with me to help them move them forward. But how they get to that point, because there are steps along the way where we are waking up and really discovering who we are. And so I want to talk about those steps along the way. I want to talk today about spirituality versus religion. A lot of people think when we start talking about waking up to the spirituality or to the spiritual side of ourselves that we're talking about religion. It has absolutely nothing to do with religion. So I want to dive into that a little bit more. And who wakes up? Does everybody wake up? How does this process work? You know, what's going on here? So, and then of course, I want to talk about the five steps that I have seen in my practice, that I have seen in working with people, that I've seen with myself, that I have went through. So I want to really dive in and talk about those and share that with you. And my intention today is to hopefully you can maybe see yourself somewhere along the steps, maybe see where you've been, maybe see where you, maybe you're headed next, and really give you some insight into kind of how this all works. So let's dive in and let's talk about this today, because I'm excited to share with you my ideas and my thoughts. On podcast days, I try to wake up early. And I woke up this morning because I couldn't sleep. Well, my dogs woke me up, and then I couldn't sleep when I was laying in bed. And I was thinking about, because I knew what I was going to talk about today. And I was just thinking about this process of waking up and really discovering who you are in this place, in this world. Because a lot of times, you know, we can get stuck. We can just think that we're just here. We're just doing life. You know, we got to do what everybody else is doing. You know, you just get up and you go to work and you work and work and work until you die. And it can become very mundane. And we can feel stuck in this place of not really understanding what's going on. I remember being here many, many years ago. It is what woke me up to what I do today. It was one of the very beginning steps. And I remember asking the question, why are we here? Because I knew that that had a different answer than what I had been taught my whole life. So here's where this spirituality and religion come in. Because I was trying to view it through religious eyes and what I had been taught there on why we were here. And it wasn't making sense to me. I was like, I don't know. Even I remember being 13 and thinking, I think there's more to it than this. You know, the religion part of it says we have to live a certain way. We have to be a certain way. We have to act a certain way. You know, in the religion I was in, dress a certain way, say prayers a certain way, do all these things a certain way. And hopefully you're good enough in the end to be accepted and loved. And that just didn't feel good to me. That just didn't feel correct to me for a whole lot of years, even though I stayed in that religious sect until my mid adult years. I still stayed in that. And I finally started asking myself the question, why are we here? Because there has to be more to it than this. Why? you know, like the 2-year-old, get really inquisitive. Why? And so I really started diving into what is spirituality. And as I started diving into that, oh my gosh, I loved that, because spirituality created freedom. Spirituality to me was a discovery of who I was at a soul level, not who I came here to be and prove myself and act like and be. It was me at a soul level. That beautiful being that was all deserving, all loving, all kindness, all things that are created from God, of God, because we are that God-like energy. We are that universal love and light. We are that on a spiritual level. And when you even get just a tiny glimpse of that, it's like, whoa, the world changes. You know, then we start asking different questions instead of why we are here. It's like, oh my gosh, what do I need to learn? What do I need to start embracing? What do I need to start doing to make changes? Because as I have grown and have done my healing work, I've realized the big thing for me was really stepping into that divine power, stepping into who I was and stop pushing it away. Because as we come here in this physical world and we start working with our traumas and going through life and creating belief systems and doing all these things, that distances us usually from who we really are. It really pushes us away from that. It doesn't allow us to step in and really see that we are worthy of all amazing things, that just because something happened to us, it didn't change our worth. Just because we went through some difficult times or had difficult families or traumas or, you know, you were abused, whatever it was, it doesn't take away the value. It never took away the value. It was an experience. And I'm not downplaying any of that. It's just this discovery process as we go through spirituality of really realizing who we are. And that's how I view spirituality. It really is this rediscovering, if you will, who you are and why you're here. Because I believe for myself that I'm here on a soul level in this physical body to have experiences, to learn, to grow, to let go of this heavy garbage and really step into the divine light that I am and learn to do that on a physical level. We do it on a spiritual level when we're in the spiritual world, but then we come here and we kind of get hit over the head and forget who we are and what we're doing. We kind of get all caught up in everything that's going on. And of course, then we bring in this ego aspect and we bring in these other parts of ourselves, these aspects, and it gets complicated. It gets combuzzled there in the middle. And this spirituality to me is really bringing you back to basics. It's bringing you back to who you are. This isn't about, you know, in the religious sense, this isn't about making anybody happy. This isn't about stepping in and having to do one thing or act this way or be. It isn't any of that fear-based stuff. This is really you knowing who you are in the physical world on a spiritual level. That to me is spirituality. Now, I know you can Google it and you can, you know, I'm sure there's a million different terms out there, but to Gina Stroll, the intuitive healer, that's how I view it. That's how I see it. And that's how I have embraced it throughout my life. So as we talk about this waking up process, because that's what I really, how I view this as, is really waking up. As I talk about that, who wakes up? You know, does everybody go through this wake up process? Does everybody start asking questions? Does everybody wonder why we are here? You know, and sometimes I've watched people and they go through this process and they kind of start to wake up, but they get a little scared or something. They don't want to do change. They don't want to do any of the things. And so, you know, they do seek out. Maybe they find religion. Maybe they weren't in religion before and they go to religion. You know, however anyone chooses to do it is fine for them. The way that I see it, though, is this waking up process is not always for everyone. Not every life is a healing life for everyone. And I've said it before, I believe that we do this lifetime more than once. I believe I've had many, many, many lifetimes. I've had a lot of lifetimes of healing, and I've had a lot of lifetimes of not healing and living a very different life. All of them are okay. For me, this lifetime is very much a waking up lifetime, and it is very much a healing process. And I remember when I started going through that and I really started opening up to my abilities and the things that I could offer this world, I remember thinking, oh my God, I've done this so many times before. It felt so normal to me. It felt abnormal in the world I was living in, but inside on a soul level, that was me. I knew I had done this so many times. I knew I had been in this place so many times, and it just felt normal to me. So that is really that waking up process of rediscovering yourself, not the little girl through all your traumas, but this beautiful spiritual being that is here to light up this world. Because I believe that's what I came here to do. And I believe all of you out there came here to do the same thing. That as you're listening to me, if this something inside of you goes, oh my gosh, yes, you wouldn't be listening to me if you weren't on this waking up process, or at least somewhere along this journey, you wouldn't be here because it wouldn't stand out to you. You wouldn't want anything to do with that. You know, that's like, if you have nothing to do with architecture, you're not going to go find somebody who, you know, does architecture unless you need that service or something, but you're not going to go seek it and figure it out and try to rediscover it. So the very fact that you're here tells me this lifetime is a healing journey lifetime for you, and that you are here to do massive, great things. So I want to talk about the stages, kind of what I have seen. I've been through all of these. I could tell you stories of all of these. You know, the first one that I see is like this limbo stage. As I was writing down that what I was going to call the stages this morning, I was limbo. I was like, oh God, yes, I do remember limbo. Limbo was that I was very depressed in that stage. I was in a state of depression. I was feeling very unfulfilled, not sure where I was going, not sure what was going on. I really didn't understand why I was here. Nothing was making sense. Life seemed like bullshit to me. If we're being totally honest, that's what it seemed like. I'm looking around and I don't mean to diminish anything that was going on in my life, because this was in my early adult years. You know, I had a couple of kids. I was married. I was in a good relationship. You know, we were working through that. And life just seemed very dismal. And it's not because of the people that were in my life. It was because of what was going on inside of me. And I was feeling this need to like rediscover life and really rediscover who I am and what's going on inside of me and why I'm feeling this way and why I'm going through the things that I'm going through, and what are these emotions and what are these feelings and how do I deal with all of it? And I remember those were kind of the early stages for me. It was really kind of this limbo state. For me, I felt kind of backed into a corner and didn't know where to go. That's kind of how I felt. And again, it wasn't about anybody that was in my life. These were inside internal feelings for me. And I know now, all these years down the road, I had to go through that, because I believe we have to discover what we don't want so that we can step into what we really do want and really discover what we want. How do you know what you want if you've never had anything that you don't want? You know, you kind of have to have both sides of it to really understand, you know what? I don't want this anymore. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I need to figure myself out. I need to figure out what's going on with me. I need to figure out why I'm in this state that I'm in and what I can do about it. And that was really the beginning steps for me, really feeling lost, walking through life. And it did. It felt a bit meaningless. I'm like, this is it. There's got to be more to it than this. There has to be something more to it than this. And so those were the feelings that I was having. You know, it was just this wanting out of this limbo stage. So that next step that I remember going through, and I have watched my clients go through it, the discovery stage. So there's usually an event or life smacks you in the face, or you kind of just decide that it's time. there's this process in the brain, I would say, that like a flip switches and it's time to do something about it. And I remember going through that for me. There was an event. My brother had committed suicide. It had been a few years now since that had happened. We had really been trying to deal with that. I had been trying to deal with that. Life seemed very interesting to me. Life is precious. But I'm thinking, how did this happen? And it really kind of smacked me in the face. It kind of smacked all of us in the face, you know? And so that was kind of the event for me that really sparked something deep inside. And even when I was going through this limbo stage, that event had already happened. I believe that's what kind of got me to that point of like, there has to be more. There has to be something more in this life than just what we're doing. We're missing something. I'm missing the boat is kind of what I was feeling like. I'm missing the boat of life. Something is missing. And that's where we got smacked into that discovery stage of, you know what? You're right. I need to figure this out. It is time. And I remember that feeling of it is time to discover whatever this is. I didn't know. It's like going on a quest. It's like going on a treasure hunt. You know, I've watched my clients go through this as well. This discovery stage is usually where they start reaching out to me and they start asking questions. This is where I get DMs. This is where I get, you know, what do you think about this? Why do you think we're doing this? This is what happened to me. What is going on? Why do I feel this way? Why am I going through this? Why? This is the why. This is where this part of the discovery, this is where they kind of start reaching out. They start asking questions. They start seeking some spiritual leaders or some spiritual guidance. So that leads me to my next one of seeking knowledge. And I would add that spiritual guidance in there as well. Really start seeking out people that you need or that you feel you are drawn to. I remember doing that. This was my discovery stage. Oh my gosh, I started really, this is where I studied my religion. This is where I was like, you know what? Okay. If this is part of my path, I spent a good solid, I don't even know how many years, probably 5 years really studying the religion that I was in. And I honestly have to say, I didn't study my religion that whole time, because the more I dove into it, the more I realized, the more that I was really reaching out to spirituality, really discovering this new part of life that, oh my gosh, I don't need to live under these strict rules. Realizing that that felt very claustrophobic to me. And I didn't really want to be part of that anymore. As I started going through that process, I really was rediscovering who I was and who. And so I started seeking all of these spiritual leaders and these spiritual lines and really started seeking out other things that I really hadn't been part of up until that point. I didn't know a lot. I didn't know anything about it. I had no idea. I had no idea. So, you know, I had lived in such a cave for so long, so to speak, that I really didn't know that all these other avenues were even out there. So this is where I started seeking knowledge. This is where my clients, again, I tell you, this is where they start reaching out to me. This is kind of the learning phase. This is like going back to college. This is where a lot of them that come and see me, they start taking classes with me. Every class that I teach, they're in it. They really start seeking that guidance, start seeking the answers that they're looking for. You know, this is where we really start tapping into all of these, you know, what we believe are hidden truths kind of thing. They've been there all along. It's just we get caught up in life and we go to the realistic way of being and kind of lose track of all these things that are going on. So this is where we really start seeking that knowledge, really filling our mind full of amazing stuff. I remember for me, this is where I started learning so much about healing. So this is where I tapped into emotional healing. This is where I started really filling into those things. I realized that I had a lot of trauma to heal. And I started working on my trauma here. This is where I was learning everything. I was reading every book I could read. I remember listening to one lady during her, you know, knowledge stage. I think she read over 450 books And I don't even remember her name. I just remember reading about that. I was like, I remember that. I remember that stage of like more knowledge, more. I couldn't get enough. I was anything that stood out to me, anything about emotional healing, anything that taught me about spirituality, anything that taught me about connecting with spirit, anything like, and that quest lasted, well, still today. I'm still kind of, I believe in that knowledge stage. I believe we could kind of pop around in here as we go through these different stages. And so, and I see that also, like I said, in my clients, this is where they start taking my classes. This is where they start, you know, connecting with me. A lot of them come in and do my VIP program, you know, work with me for 6 months solid. They really just come in and get that good foundation going for themselves. So, and then the next stage, these, I would say these kind of all, they could run together. You could bounce in and out of any of these at any given times. The next stage is we start implementing what we are learning. This is really self-development of the soul. So this is where we really start a personal development journey. Even more than we've got all this knowledge. Now, what are we going to do with it? So we really start implementing it in our life, start using it, bringing parts of what we're learning in, really start putting things in our toolbox. This is where it can kind of get confusing because we get so much knowledge. We want to bring it all in. Then we're like, well, what do we do with it? Then we start feeling like we got to use it all. I absolutely believe in having a spiritual toolbox. I believe anything that you're drawn to learn, you should absolutely do it. You'll keep the parts that you need to keep for now. And the rest of it, I call it depositing in my spiritual toolbox because I know down the road, I might need that at a later date and it will be there available for you when you need it. So really that self-development of the soul, this is where personal development comes in. This is where massive amounts of healing come in. This is where we start really moving out the traumas. This is where I start working with people on a very deep level. We really start moving out the garbage. This is where really, this is the VIP program right here in really start working on those deep, deep, deep rooted layers, moving out the garbage, stepping into who they really are, which is that next step of really discovering our greatness and waking up to the fact that we are not our traumas. We are not the things that have happened to us. We are not this physical body even. We're here. This soul is having a spiritual or having a physical experience. That spiritual side of you is here having a physical experience. And this is where we step into that peace, that knowing that you're right where you need to be and you're right where you should be. And that everything that is going on, everything that is happening with you is happening for you. And this is where we really drop the panic, the sense of not being enough, not doing enough, not ever going to be enough, and really step into the peace of what life can bring for us. That's this final step right there. And there's times I've went back down. I've went back down to the limbo mode for a minute. I've come back up for different areas of my life. And it's okay. We kind of bounce back and forth through all of these. We have a lifetime of all of this. We can bounce back and forth and do all these things. And all of it is okay. The point of this whole waking up process is really letting go of the control, letting go and really surrendering into life and understanding that you are here for a greater reason. You are here to serve. You are here to be the light. And you get to choose how you do that. You get to choose how you show up. You get to choose what you do with all of that. And that's just it. That's the beauty of it. Is really letting go of this guilt and the shame and the sadness and the sorrow and all these heavier feelings and really rediscovering yourself and understanding that you were worthy all along and that you don't have to spend your days earning that anymore, that you are that. Now you get to find ways to implement that into this physical world. You get to really embody that in this physical world. And that to me is the greatness. Really letting go of all of these lower vibration feelings and stepping into who you really are. That's what this is all about. This is really those stages of stepping in to your beautiful soul and really living that out here in the physical world. living out that peace, living out that love, living that out in a way that you choose works for you. And that's what this is all about. So I hope this has been helpful for you. I absolutely love talking about this. If you want help stepping into your greatness and really learning to become who you have always been, I would love to help you do that. So come in, check out our VIP program. We'll be starting here in a couple of weeks. I'm super excited about that. And yeah, welcome to the wake up. Welcome to the wake up world. I'm excited to share this information with you. I would love to hear your comments on this. Have you been through any of these stages? You know, where are you at along your journey? Do you find yourself going back and then kind of coming back out again for different reasons? What has been your experience? I'd love to hear from you. So you can email me and share that with me. I would love to hear all about your experiences as well. So I hope this has been helpful today. And I will talk to you again next time on the next podcast. Bye-bye for now. I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love connecting with my people. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. And of course, if you have any interest in anything that we talked about today, all of my stuff is available on my website at GinaStroll.com. And again, thank you for joining me, and I can't wait for us to connect up again. Have a great day.